and good evening. I'm Melissa Idris. Welcome to Consider This. This is the show where we want you to consider and then reconsider what you know of the news of the day. Recently, the issue of unpaid internships came to the fore after backlash that the practice exploits young workers and discriminates against those who lack the financial means to support themselves without pay. Now, the Prime Minister has weighed in on this, saying that while there is no need for government policy on the matter, he has urged companies to consider giving interns a reasonable allowance. Now, joining us on the show to help us consider the matter deeper, we have social policy and human rights consultant Simrat Rajkordilan. Simrat, thank you so much for being on the show with me today. In your opinion, do you think interns should be paid?
It is definitely a very controversial issue. It's been debated for, I think, many in these recent years. It comes up. However, I think, from my personal opinion, interns should be paid. I think more and more students today are reluctant to accept unpaid internships.
Okay, help me think this through. Should we view internships as equivalent to a job? Because in a job, an employee has an individual has a set of skills that's being exchanged to the employer for an agreed fee. Is that the same of an internship, that there's an equivalent exchange of service and fee, and should we view interns as employees?
I think so. Here's where a common, I would say, a myth comes in, that, you know, if we do pay interns, or if I word it this way, that interns are not employees, they don't deserve financial compensation. Wouldn't say that's not really a myth, but that's sort of the belief, right? However, I think when we are talking about the topic of internships, we have to agree that interns are not full-time employees, but that does not mean that they do not contribute their valuable time to these companies in whatever capacity that they're working for, right? So I think there needs to be there's definitely a divide between what is an intern and what is an employee, but on the perspective of contributing their time and to the growth of the company, on that level alone, they deserved to be recognized for their work and compensated for that.
How much should interns be paid then? How are you thinking about this issue? I mean, should it be a blanket wage throughout? Should there be a floor, a minimum wage that we should be paying interns to avoid exploiting or underpaying them?
Well, I don't think that there should be a blanket wage on compensating interns, because, you know, as much as I would want to say that the government should ensure that all interns are paid equally, but I think when it comes to the private sector especially, interns are usually paid according to what that particular company can afford. So I don't think there should be a blanket wage. However, I feel that there needs to be some sort of encouragement on behalf of the government legislation or something like that, that would incentivize private companies or companies in general to pay interns. But however, how much to pay the intern, I believe that this must be done or must be decided according to the policies and expectations of that particular company.
Okay, well, so the kind of question has always been, why has this practice been, you know, so long-standing and so normalized? What do you think has led to this point that we have actually accepted, that there are people out there who still accept unpaid internships? And I'm wondering what the implications have been to our economy, to young people entering the workforce, decades of this normalized practice in the workforce.
I believe that, you know, when we are talking about economic implications of unpaid internships, I think in the long term, it exacerbates economic inequality. This is because those students who are economically disadvantaged are not able to take unpaid internships. And whereas those who come from wealthier backgrounds, they are more comfortable to take an unpaid internship. They can afford to take an unpaid internship. And this actually leads to the latter gaining more experience and boosting their resumes, which then leads to better career prospects for them in the future. But then there's also these groups of students who don't have that privilege, and they then, you know, they get left behind because they can't afford to go out and get the experience that they desire or that they need for their own career prospects.
Well, the government has already said that there's not going to be any directive coming from the top. What do you think might break this cycle of this prevalence of unpaid internships in Malaysia?
Well, you know, I think in the long term, what we would hope to see is there is some government intervention, especially when it comes to amending legislation to ensure more guaranteed protection for interns. But the government has shown that, you know, that may not be the case. However, I think another way that we can look at it is having some sort of public-private cooperation between the private sector and the government. It's very difficult to imagine a situation where the government does not get involved in, you know, solving this issue, but in addressing this issue. So while we understand that the government would not really want to tackle such a hot potato of making it mandatory for private sectors to pay wages to the interns, but I feel that there are definitely other ways that we can explore and go about it. Maybe some sort of incentive program for the private sector when they hire interns, or some sort of something similar to that, that can also be one of the steps where we can ensure that interns are protected within these companies.
Simrat, thank you so much for speaking with me. Social policy and human rights consultant Simrat Rajkor Dhillon there. We're going to take a very quick break here and consider this. We'll be back with more on this topic. Stay tuned. Hi, welcome back to Consider This. I'm Melissa Idris. We're discussing the issue of unpaid internships, and we have joining us on the line Zai Mozani, who is the co-founder of the Malaysian Jobs Coalition, which is a CSO that focuses on youth unemployment and underemployment. Zai, good to have you back on the show. So what do you think? Should interns be paid?
Yes, they should be paid a fair wage by the employers, because what is the right thing to do? And also, it also make economic sense for the business, for the community, and for the country.
Okay, when you say fair wage, what do you mean by that? How much should they be paid? How should we be thinking about compensation for interns? Because it may, you know, some companies may say it's enough to pay a couple hundred ringgit. When I was an intern, I got like 300 ringgit maybe 20 years ago, but I hear now that some interns are still being paid just a few hundred ringgit. That's not a fair wage. Would you consider that?
Yeah, so the studies have shown that interns in Malaysia are paid anywhere from zero to between 200 ringgit and 900 ringgit a month. And that figure that you mentioned earlier, 20 years ago, is still happening now. My first internship was unpaid as well. I wouldn't say where. But I think, to your question, I think there should be obviously discussions between the government, specifically the Ministry of Human Resources, MEF, Malaysian Employees Federation, and also MTUC, the Tripartite Council, to discuss what is a fair wage for interns. But I like to think that there should be a fair wage aligned to industry norms. So every industry is different, and you should pay them based on the industry norms. I think we should have a flexibility instead of setting a minimum wage. I think there's some parties that are asking for minimum wage for interns. I do think that it should be more flexible and aligned with industry norms.
Okay, I want to kind of think through the issue of, first of all, the issue of if or not they should be paid. Because how would you respond, Zaim, to those who say, Well, you know, interns are not employees. They're not there to exchange skills in exchange for monies or payment. That, in fact, if anything, interns should be the one who needs to pay the companies for being allowed to learn. I mean, that's on the extreme end of the argument. But how would you respond to the people who put stock in that argument?
Sure. I think what you mentioned earlier about employers demanding some people to pay them, I think it's not something that is extreme. I think actually many industries that actually happens, and it's very unfortunate. But there is an assumption that these young people, usually between the ages of 18 to 24, somehow come from comfortable families, well-to-do families that can afford to pay their own costs. And that's not the reality in the country. Most people in the country, as you know, are either working class or middle class. And they need to cover their costs. So if the government, many academic institutions have mandatory industrial training, which requires them to have internships, not by choice, they have to do it, then I think the other side of the coin is the employers should be paying them a fair wage, because it's not by choice, but also even if it's not by choice, employers tend to employ people that have working experience. And so we have to look at how do we support young people. They are not just looking for experience exposure. Many times interns are not given just menial work. They're actually given real work. I think I've read so many cases where people are actually given real work and asked to work long hours, regardless of whether they are small or big. Cannot afford to get an intern, don't get one. Do not get one, because it doesn't make sense. I mean, what is $1,000 a month for your business? If you can't afford to pay an intern, please don't get one. Focus on managing your cash flow, and maybe consider getting an intern if you can actually afford one.
Well, I like that you also pointed out you made the differentiation between some internships that are for academic credit or for graduation, industrial training, they call it, right? Or open market internships, or interns that are unpaid, internships that are unpaid in the open market. That's a nuance that we need to consider there. What are the roles of universities? Because if universities are making this a requirement to have industrial training to graduate, then should universities be doing that in the first place? And should universities have any kind of subsidizing role for allowances?
That's a good question. I think there obviously needs to be some level of discussion and collaboration between the industry and academia, because there's a gap. So even where I work, we do have interns, and sometimes I know for a fact when I manage interns, there's also obviously a gap between what the universities are telling the students and what we from the industry get. So that is a massive issue. Whether they should subsidize students or not, I think is a very contentious issue. Even academic institutions themselves have very strict, they don't have the financial flexibility to do so. But I think having that dialogue with the industry, and clarifying on the roles of the interns, I think is we don't talk enough about having clear guidelines for internships, the job scopes, what it is supposed to do. I think we need to talk about when you get an internship with an employer, you should be getting a formal contract with clear job scope that also outlines the wage. And I think it happens across the world, and it should happen obviously in Malaysia.
Right, so having some kind of structure and institutionalizing the process, I think, would help go a long way in providing some kind of protections for young people in internships. Can I ask you about the role of the government? This is a practice that has long been happening and it's been normalized. The government has, the Prime Minister has actually weighed in on this matter, saying that, you know, he can't compel the government to create a policy on this, but can just urge companies to provide a reasonable allowance. Is that enough in terms of the role of the government? Do you think they should be doing more?
Yes, they can and they must. I think, look, 2019, Syed Saddiq, the former Minister of Youth and Sports, announced the increase of minimum wage of internships at federal government agencies and ministries. From 300 ringgit to 900 ringgit. It's not implemented government-wide, which is a sad thing. The current Minister of Youth and Sports, Hanayo, had mentioned a proposal to make it compulsory for students undergoing industrial training in the private sector to be paid for their internship. So I think the government can and must do it. We are, like it or not, we are an upper middle income economy. And I think, if you put a mandate for private sector, just like how we did it with the amendment to the Employment Act 2022 and the minimum wage, the private sector will fall in line. But obviously consulting them first before making this decision is important.
Well, we've already seen how difficult it has been to get compliance of the minimum wage. It has met with many, many problems along the way. What do you think will actually break this practice of unpaid internships, particularly because companies have benefited from this this cheap labor, if I may say, this exploited labor for so long, and there are economic consequences to this prevalence of unpaid internships?
Sure. I want to distinguish between, within the private sector, there are companies that are actually progressive and then paying young people, interns, not just a fair wage, but above the market rate, and also giving them flexibility such as working from home, which is what we do in my company. So there are progressive employers, and then the other point are the more conservative employers. And I think that the reason why the some companies are not paying interns is because they can get away with it. As I think we've discussed, interns and apprentices are not covered under the Employment Act 1955 or the National Wages Consultative Council Act 2011. So I think if we do amend those acts to include interns, the definition of employees to include interns, I do think we can make a real difference. Like it or not, it's 2023, and we talk about ESG in the private sector. ESG compliance should also mean paying your interns. I think that's the bare minimum.
Zaim, thank you so much for joining me on the show today. Zaim Mozani from the Malaysian Jobs Coalition. We're going to take another quick break on Consider This. We'll be back. Stay tuned. Thanks so much for speaking with us. That was Zaim Mozani from the Malaysian Jobs Coalition. And joining me on the line now, we have student activist and intern Nurul Rifaya Muhammad Iqbal. Rifaya, thank you for being back on the show today. As an intern yourself, what has been your experience? I'm curious to know. And what have you heard from your peers about this issue? I'm sure you guys talk about it a lot.
Yeah, true. I mean, first of all, thank you so much for having me. It's actually an honor to be here again. We do have a lot of conversations in terms of, not just among the interns, not just among the students, but also if you can see on social media, there's a lot of debates that's going on. You know, either these students, they are entitled to get a salary or perhaps maybe they are entitled to get allowances. But what do actually we have the same stance is actually we do deserve an allowances to cover on three aspects, which is accommodation, transportation, and also food and drinks. You know, this is actually the main expenses that why do we require allowances. So when it comes to internships, it's not just because of in order for you to just to complete your tertiary educations, but also when it comes to internship, it's actually for you to gain some experiences and you're actually doing the same workload with the same, you know, the employee or the main employee in the companies or industries itself. Yeah.
Right. So I'm really quite curious to know how you would respond to those who say, well, actually, interns are there to learn on the job training from the employers. So the employers are actually providing service and therefore the employers shouldn't need to pay. In fact, it's the students who sometimes may need to compensate the company. I mean, that's far an extreme reaction to the issue. But how would you respond to those arguments?
Honestly, I think when it comes to our industries, especially in this country, we can see that even though the government doesn't have any intention to table a policy regarding the internships, you know, recently there's actually an argument where the government wanted to increase the KWSP rate from 30 to 20%. And then perhaps if the government decided to make mandatory to every companies and industry to pay the interns, I mean, perhaps we can see that internships is not going to be something that's going to sustain in our country. And perhaps in future, some of us might not get a spot in any industries or companies by doing so. So I do get it where at some point, the industries and companies doesn't get any, you know, doesn't get any thoughts that they have or mandatory for them to pay the salary, to pay the allowances for the interns. But also, I think it is time to make a revolution where the universities is actually need to play a main or a huge role or take the responsibility to make sure that if the universities already stated that these students, in order for you to complete your tertiary education, the students actually, you know, you maybe can came out with a letter and say that this student is actually entitled to get allowances. So maybe we can do have a reform in terms of the university's policy to make sure that if you really want to do an intern, so make sure that you intern with a company that paid you. So, you know, perhaps also maybe it's time for us to have a discussion if a company or industry that paid an interns, perhaps maybe the government can make a tax with that exemptions for them, or maybe perhaps a zakat, so that, you know, we can reach the sustainability between the interns and also the companies and our industries. Yeah.
Right. I like that you brought up the role of universities as well, in because universities have a role to play in making this a requirement for graduation, therefore should have some form of protections for young people who they then send out in the workforce to get some training. Can I ask you some of the challenges that you yourself or your peers may have faced in having, you know, either gone through unpaid internships or internships that pay the bare minimum?
Yeah, definitely. I've been interned with, I have like a past three, for the past 3 years, I've been interning with like a different sectors, with a different companies and different sectors, you know. When it comes to like corporate companies, yes, they do pay you quite good, I would say. But when it comes to like, let's say if you wanted to intern with like NGO companies or like maybe NGO sector, or those who are actually not for the sake of, you know, getting rich, but for the sake of the welfare of the people itself, yes, you may not get paid. And also, if I'm not mistaken, under the UN level also, some of the interns actually may not get paid. And actually, this is a few challenges where the interns itself doesn't have any bravery to speak up or to ask or to inquire any allowances or maybe any, you know, salary or maybe any pocket money from the companies, is because of they thought that, you know, this is actually part of their education, so they must complete this phrase and in order for them to get a degree or diploma perhaps, right? So this is actually the some challenges that we face where people don't take us seriously. And as time goes by, interns is actually being treated like an intern, where you may do jobs that is actually not even part of your syllabus. You may do a job, or maybe you need to do something that is actually doesn't even stated or doesn't even things that interns shouldn't do. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. I mean, that there are no protections as to what the job scope of an intern is. You know, it could even run into kind of personal errands, almost personal assistant. I want to ask you, because you brought up a point about making the differentiation of sometimes working in NGOs and might not even being paid for working in a civil society organization and the like. How do unpaid internships, in your opinion, impact the social mobility and accessibility within certain professions? Have you seen any that you'd like to, in your observation?
I think when it comes to like, if you are required to do an internship and suddenly it's actually an unpaid internship, it's actually going to create a stigma or like maybe create an ideology where we actually live in a rural society where we do mix but we do not combine. And when it comes to this scenario or ideology itself, it's going to impact not just in our education system, but also it's going to impact on how it's actually the internship going to look as a whole. So as for me, I am really grateful right now because I'm intern with like a really good company. Not as saying like, you know, you need required you to have like a very good allowances or like a very good salary or very really good paid. But also I think it's actually having a good mentor beside you is actually really, really important in terms of internships. So when it comes to unpaid internship, this is actually going to be one of the factors why we have like a lot of students that decided don't want to continue to tertiary education. It's because of this is something that they need to use their own pocket money. And also, if you really want to touch on this whole scenario itself, you know, if you look at our PTPTN, you know, some of them is actually only get like 1,500. Let's say if you are taking diploma, so per term you only get like 1,500 roughly. So for you to live with 1,500 3 months in Klang Valley, it is impossible for you to survive, especially when you need to you are required to do an internship. And when it comes to unpaid internship, you need to use that money for your main three role major things that you need to use your expenses, which is you need to use it for to pay your accommodation, you need to pay you for you to pay for your transportation, foods and drinks. And then this is actually going to, yes, we do going to have this stigma. At the end of the day, we are not going to reach the maximum bar of our education system, and it's always going to be there. So universities and also the governments need to think like a balanced sustainability for us to sustain in the future. It's not just about like, you know, we need to make it mandatory to every companies and industry, but if we do that, you know, some of our industries, we might kill our own industries, and the high is going to be higher in terms of our inflation as well. So yeah,
right. Thank you so much for speaking with me. That was student activist and intern Nurul Rifaya Mohamed Iqbal wrapping up this episode of Consider This. I'm Melissa Idris, signing off for the evening. Thank you so much for watching, and good night.